You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Grave New World, Writing Dystopia Today, is an Auckland Writers Festival event that is happening on Saturday the 18th of May. Among the speakers is author of Ockham NZ Book Awards longlisted Turncoat, Tehema Baker. Rokawa te o ki te tonga, a te o wā ki whakarongotai, ngā te toa rangatira. With wars raging, censorship on the rise, and all manner of accepted human rights under threat, close to home and across the globe, how do fiction writers approach the dystopian genre when the line between fictional dystopias and our lived reality seems increasingly blurred? I caught up with Tehema about Grave New World and the dystopia genre, and we spoke more about another event Tehema is chairing, We Can Be on Other Planets, Māori speculative fiction. What is the importance of dystopia as a genre, do you think, particularly in the modern day?
Yeah, it's interesting, I think, because arguably we're kind of living in a dystopia right now. There's pretty awful stuff going on around the world and closer to home, and I think dystopian fiction often reminds us that we're not too far away from some of the really awful worlds portrayed in dystopian fiction. Typically they might take one particular idea that is prevalent at the moment and takes it to its extreme end, but I always feel like we're actually not too far off that type of world, so it's a good reminder or exploration of paths that we might be heading down at the moment.
What are some key themes that will be discussed at the event?
I think power will be a big one, and particularly the way that power is used and abused at the expense of already prejudiced people. So, in our case, Māori, but any minority, women, the LGBTQI plus community, I think that's probably bound to be one of the key themes discussed.
Yeah, totally. How can we write dystopia in an increasingly, sort of fraught and disturbing society, all of the things happening around the world?
I think we kind of have to, because it's a way of reflecting back to people. Like I sort of said earlier, I think we're not far off living in a dystopia, or we actually currently are. And so by writing about it, we're actually constantly drawing that to the attention of readers and asking them to face reality, to face certain harmful ideas and regimes, if we're allowed to let them fester and go the way that they're going. That's where we could end up. I think it's important to keep that kōrero at the top of people's minds.
I'm thinking of this short story I read a while ago. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but it's The Ones Who Walk Away from Omelis by Ursula K. Le Guin. And it's about this this town, and it's a utopia. But in order for it to remain a utopia, a boy has to be sort of kept locked up. And maybe it's a utopia on the surface, but, someone is suffering terribly. And the townspeople are, aware that this is going on, but they're sort of blocking their ears and just not acknowledging what's really happening. We're kind of seeing some parallels there in terms of, people turning a blind eye towards, what's happening in Palestine, for instance.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't read that short story, but it definitely sounds compelling and I kind of want to read it now. But I think a typical situation in dystopian fiction is that the society being depicted is a utopia, or is meant to be a utopia for someone, but exactly as in that short story, it comes at a cost. It comes at the cost to someone else. So I think it's absolutely right that, again, going back to the idea of power, often, it takes one group of people having it or having taken it from another in order to possess it. So, yeah, I think that's absolutely on point.
You were also speaking at the event, We Can Be on Other Planets, Māori Speculative Fiction. Can you tell us a bit about this and what it's going to be like?
Yeah, for sure. So this is a session that involves myself, Steph Matuku, and Sasha Stronach, and it's chaired by Cassie Hart. So we're all Māori writers of speculative fiction. And I guess the session is about exploring Māori speculative fiction. What does that mean? And where can it take us? I think speculative fiction broadly, as we know it and as we tend to think of it, is often grounded in, I guess, Western or Pākehā thoughts and ideas and concepts. And the really exciting thing about a growing base of Māori speculative fiction is that we're getting to explore and write about these other worlds, but writing about them from a Māori perspective. So I've asked a question in sessions before, what does a Māori spaceship look like? If we start to take all these kind of common tropes that we know of from speculative fiction, but you start grounding them from a te ao Māori place, what do they look like, and what might those worlds look like, and what might the stories that we can tell there be? So I'm pretty excited about having that kōrero.
That sounds so good. Yeah, is there anything else you'd like to add, Te Hima?
Just thank you for the opportunity to talk about these two sessions. I'm really excited about the festival overall and lots of the other sessions on, but yeah, pretty excited about these two sessions of mine that I'm going to get to speak to as well.
That was author Te Hima Baker speaking to me about Auckland Writers Festival events Grave New World, Writing Dystopia Today, and We Can Be on Other Planets, Māori Speculative Fiction. Those events will be on next week. You can get tickets via the Auckland Writers Festival website.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.